Mr. President.
Well, anything new today?
Well, I was just sending a note in to Bob that I might be of interest to you. We have some real indications that we're getting some breaks from CBS. We had nothing coming out of the White House news-wise yesterday, so we had Don Johnson put on a press conference at VA to talk about the declining unemployment rate. We called CBS to tell him about it Tuesday night, and lo and behold, Pierpoint showed up, and then Cronkite carried a minute of it last night talking about the administration's success in getting the unemployment rate down.
Among
veterans, a real tough piece.
That's very good.
But that's just an indication. There is a real shakeup going on. Maybe you noticed in the news summary, they've replaced their Washington vice president, sent Marcy and Jenks down here. And it looks like Salant may be on his way out. I'm convinced the word is out in the CBS organization that we're to be treated better.
Good. That's good.
I'm positive of it.
Well, that's very important. Very important.
Two or three. Well, this is about really the third or maybe the fourth indication I've had that that there are some results coming there.
Right.
I'm hard at work today, Mr. President, getting our youth operation restructured. I think we'll we'll have something for you by the end of the week that gets it off the ground.
Everybody feels. I was talking to both Finch and Rumsfeld today on other matters, and they both feel very strongly that this is a great takeoff point for youth, particularly, of course, college youth on the China thing, you see, of course.
Have they run into this themselves?
That's what they found, yeah, among young people.
Well, I think it's clear that it is, and we just we've got to figure the right ways to subtly exploit a little bit of it without being too obvious.
Particularly if we come along now, as we will one way or another on Vietnam, while there it gets the negative out of the way for them, and then
that will do it.
It's something that's very positive come along.
Well, you know, when you look at the polls on young people, it's the only one who's really come up with anything at all negative is Lou Bell, who did have an analysis showing how much it would, in his opinion, would hurt us. As far as the others, though, they've really, both Harris and Gallup have found that the young are not irretrievably lost to us, that they're scattered. They're kind of down on both parties, but that we may not do all that badly against them, especially if it's Muskie. If it's Teddy, that's another proposition. He's got that.
Yeah. Well, Lou Bell is basically a fellow that does it from the seat of his pants. I've never considered his stuff to be particularly reliable.
No, he started with certain precincts a long time ago, and he's followed those precincts over the years. It's a very unscientific method, and I frankly think he was a lot better a few years back than he is now. I think he's slipped a great deal.
Yeah.
Great deal.
And he doesn't, it isn't basically a, yeah, well, I bet, but nevertheless, I mean, it's something to be considered, but not to be decisive.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
We're also getting some plans worked out today on really beginning to exploit over the course of the next few months some of the things coming out of the Pentagon, or some of the things that have come out of the Pentagon paper.
Good.
And
Keep that going.
Oh, we've...
Particularly among the Democrats.
We've got to. I mean, we've...
Yeah, they can't get off the hook now. They'd love to now, and let's look at them.
Well, I've got one very good man who's going back reading all the old documents, and he's thus far produced some very, very inspirational ideas on things we can do that... Points we can make, ways we can tie in all of the... Well, when you stop and think about it, almost all of the advisors to the principal Democratic candidates can be one way or another dragged back into the things that happened during that period. And I think that's extremely important that we keep that going. I thought that meeting with Conley went very well. Were you...
Yeah. He's very realistic fella.
You were kind of getting him, I take it, in line with... With the political thinking on labor.
Yes, that's right. And he'll be all right. He'll do what he wants.
He had expressed some a little bit different feelings earlier, but I think he's...
I know. He sees the point.
Well, you did it. That was it.
Yeah, he sees the point, but he'll come along. But we want him to come along, and it's damn hard because they just ripped the hell out of him. They've always been violent on him. But labor is more important to us than it is in, say, Texas. It's not a big factor.
He's a hell of a pragmatic politician, though.
Yes, sir.
He understands it. He grasps it more quickly than.
That's right.
God, I wish we had just a few more who understood the politics of things the way he's been doing over there.
Yeah.
Delight with the president's announcement to visit China. He said, especially true in urban Essex County, which which Newark is located and which traditionally has a liberal voting record. The Republican state senators representing Essex County with whom I talked are absolutely delighted with the president's initiative and said, quote, it's the first spark of something we can really use. And he went to another dinner at the Golden Dome, Governor's Golden Dome Ball, and he said it was just the attitude was totally different than he witnessed 6 months ago. He said it was just full of fight and optimism, confidence for next year.
It'll move, you see, as time as they begin to reflect it around among each other. That's a very good thing.
Well, you know, that word of mouth, I think what's going on out in Denver now, if you get the...
that builds on each other, too.
Exactly, and if people, it's infectious. If people begin to start saying, Jesus, we're really up there, we're really scoring, and they talk, and then they go back home and talk.
Yeah.
It reflects on the local press, and the word spreads from those kind of things. So
one thing incidentally, on a sort of related note, we'll see what CBS does with that casualty figure today.
Well, we've talked to
him out a little, you know, it came out today, so it's up for grabs tonight.
It should be on tonight. We've talked to the three networks. Scally has.
Good.
Hankin did a special briefing over at Defense on it, and they should give us a good play on that.
Week, but nevertheless, they do so many negative things that, and they've had a hell of a time finding negative. And I thought the best thing that has happened, the most amusing thing, was that real spoof of Buckley. God damn,
wasn't that marvelous?
You know, and then they're all squealing about it, but by golly, they deserve it.
Oh.
And he just stuck it to him.
Oh, he
stuck it way up and twisted it.
He put it to him where it really hurts, Mr. President. You didn't. I know you don't watch television,
no,
but Cronkite just had the longest goddamn face when he had to report that last night.
Because he'd gone all out the other way, hadn't he?
Oh, sure. And
it's a terrible thing. I
don't think it's really sunk in yet on people fully. What the real impact, the real twist that there was to that. But it.
Well, of course, what happened is the networks are all seizing upon it that we had a plan to nuclearize.
Right.
Vietnam, and they all used it as if it were gospel truth as a secret document and all that sort of thing, and then he just says it was a spoof.
It was brilliantly done, you know. No one of the reputed authors disavowed it.
That's right.
Because what Buckley did was to go back and get their printed statements around that time and piece them together.
Yeah.
So that when the New York Times said something this morning, when each one of the people were queried about it, they couldn't really be sure whether they had or hadn't said it.
Well, so. it's really a delight. Really a delight, and it puts it right to those network people. That's the way to do it.
Oh, it sure as hell does.
Yeah.
It takes a mind like Buckley's to.
Well, that's what we need more. To spoof these people, they take themselves so seriously and so forth. The networks have done they've done well on the China thing, have they not? Would you say on?
Oh, extremely well. Extremely
one of the positive things, at least.
Well, every night they've had it. It's been the dominant story, and that's now almost 1 week.
Right.
It'll be 1 week tonight. CBS. One of the reasons I think they've gotten the word through their organization is that they've had it longer coverage and better coverage. They've had it their lead all but one night, I think, of the last week.
And Vietnam has been going down too as a result.
Oh, God, yes. I think
of course, the economy still is up. That's going to be a problem. That's it, to face that.
Well, one thing, though, Mr. President, I haven't really gone back and analyzed this, although I should do it. The stories were negative for a while, but they've largely been mixed. I did watch very closely what they did with the Gross National Product and last Friday, and thanks to Passer, who did a superb job over at Commerce, just superb. That story came through pretty well. No, it was good. The positive parts of it, the personal consumption figures and the retail sales part and the durable goods, they've played well. So at least it's getting to be a mixed story more than it is.
Well, we'll just maintaining of the facts. We'll keep getting them out.
Well, I think I firmly believe that the China initiative and the leadership
changed the mood, doesn't it?
Yeah, it changes the mood, and it'll make other things like the economy, it'll help them. It's bound to give them a lift.
Yep. It'll have a rub off.
It has a rub off on everything.
Okay.
Fine, sir.